HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, you're listening to On the Record with me, Sunetra Chaudhary. Now, on the show today, we have a special guest. It's film director, legendary icon, Shyam Benegal. Now, the reason why I'm speaking to Shyam Benegal is because there has been controversy lately because the government has moved and released the draft proposal for amending the Cinematographic Act, which says that suppose there's a film out, it's already got the film certificate, then the government has the right, if it finds something objectionable, to recall it and look at the process yet again. Now, 1,400 filmmakers, which include Anurag Kashyap, Farhan Akhtar, Zoya Akhtar, Shabana Azmi, and many others, and there are people also like Kamal Haasan and Vishal Bhardwaj, have gone on record to say that this provision of the government holds filmmakers at their mercy, that it curbs the creative independence of filmmakers. Now, why it's interesting to speak to Shyam Benegal is because Shyam Benegal is the person who a few years ago looked at the entire censorship and film certification process and gave his own set of recommendations. And what's surprising is that when he spoke to us on the record for Hindustan Times, he seemed to support the government. So listen to this interview very carefully. The audio isn't perfect, but what he says is very interesting. Mr. Benegal, first of all, thank you so much for speaking to Hindustan Times. You have just gone through the new provisions that the Cinematograph Amendment talks about, and they have sought public comments. What are your first impressions, sir, when you go through this?
I think it's fine. I mean, there are no serious problems there. Because there were two reports, as you know. There was a Mudgal report, and then there was a report that we made There were two reports of us. No? There was one, the Mudgal Committee report from 2013, and one was 2016. You know, my report.
Yes.
The Committee of Experts report, yeah. So we had that, but there's not that much difference. In fact, they've incorporated most of them.
I see.
Yeah.
But sir,
yeah.
We are hearing various people talk about this at the moment, sir. And what they're saying is that they find it disturbing that the fact that, you know, a film that has already been certified can be recalled by the government. What do you feel about that?
Well, these things can happen. I mean, our certificate does not mean that it's forever in perpetuity. It's a certificate that has been given by the board, no? Therefore, we are talking about things changing. You're talking of the world that is changing. It may have been something that was valid at one time. It may not be valid today. So recalling things is not a big deal.
It's not a big deal, sir. But, you know...
No, because, you see, the fact is that when you get a certificate, it is that you can show it to the public. The fact is that once the... there's no such provision like it's only for 10 years. You know, so there is a possibility that 20 years from now, something means that may not be right for that time. It's possible.
So, but sir... yes, sir. But sir, some people may say that it's problematic. For example, you know, there is that famous scene in Sholay, whereby, you know, Dharmendra is seen to be questioning or even using, you know, God as a moment of levity and having fun. Now, many people point out that at this day and age, it would hurt the religious sentiments of some people. Now, does that mean...
You can have many reasons. Many of them can be quite frivolous, like what you are giving me as an example. That's absolutely frivolous. How can it's not a serious situation. Mm-hmm. That's hardly an example.
But sir, what do you think of, you know, for example, there nowadays there are so many OTT platforms and streaming. And in recently, we saw many concerns being raised about the series Tandav, and because one Muslim actor was playing the role of Shiva. Now, do you foresee that, you know, once that goes out, it is certified by the censor board, and then there is a kind of outrage among the public. Now,
if you have that kind of an outrage, and if it is popular, maybe it's popular outrage, it's not some, you know, engineered outrage. These things can also happen, no?
But sir, who decides then? Who is the right...
I mean, the fact is, there is what one might call common sense. Now, you have to accept there is something called common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if something goes against common sense, in that way, surely there are so many provisions that can deal with it. No, you have to allow common sense to prevail also. No?
Mm-hmm.
And what is commonly, that is normally, there's a certain kind of conventions we follow in life, which we consider to be very much within the purview of our standards. Now, you go beyond that, then, of course, naturally, it's going to be questioned.
So, sir, you feel that, you know...
For instance, now, there are on these streaming channels,
yeah,
on television, you have programs in which they're using four-letter words, happens every day. It doesn't happen every day like that. People don't always talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're doing that. Sometimes I get very shocked. I mean, how is this possible? It's coming into my home. I'm watching a program like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then you accept it, simply because, you know, it's in the privacy of your home.
Yes.
So it's not happening in a public place.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, like what are known as OTT platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe streaming channels, I think, come part of that OTT platform.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, those are the kind of things. Now, they're not publicly, that's in your home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the privacy of your home, I mean, how you speak to each other is your business, no?
So, you're saying, sir, it's okay for the OTT to have expletives or... Sorry, I just wanted to be clear on what you're saying on this.
You see, there can be very little clarity on this. The fact is, it depends on what are you going to do about sensibilities?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to censor sensibilities? People have different kinds of sensibilities, no?
Yes. The only thing is, sir, should the...
As long as that particular sensibility does not become offensive in public.
I see.
In public discourse.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it doesn't become, you know, part of, in public discourse, it's not offensive. Then in private discourse, are you going to censor anything in your private discourse?
I see.
How you going to do that? Why would you do that?
I see.
Within the privacy of your home, or within the privacy in which you and your friends and acquaintances and so on will operate, are you going to have censorship?
You can't
have that.
Yeah.
Clearly not. I mean, surely that's common sense, no?
Yes. So, sir, you know, so 1,400 filmmakers writing an open letter saying that this makes them helpless in the hands of the government. You don't agree with them?
No, you see, it's not that. It's just that filmmakers deal with their audiences. Okay.
Yes.
They have a certain kind of but this public discourse. In public discourse, when you are dealing with people, automatically.
I see.
What happens in the privacy of your home is not something that the whole world needs to know. But if I'm going to show that in a film, what is, you see, this is on my own, over the telephone, this cannot work.
I see.
I cannot explain this to you over the phone.
I know.
You know, like, say, for instance, I'm telling a story, a family story.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm telling a family story, there are certain things even in a family story that are public and private.
Yes.
Isn't it? I mean, there are so many such factors that it's like they fade in and fade out. You know, they don't kind of cut from one thing to another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like that. I mean, so, anyway, I don't know. I don't think I'm making sense to you. But
no, anyway. Sir, I understand. You're making a nuanced kind of response. But thank you, Mr. Benegar.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you,
bye.
Sir.
Bye.
Well, I hoped you liked that. I hope to get you many more newsmakers in the following week. So stay tuned and keep tuning in to HD Smartcast on the record with me, Sunetra Chaudhary. Bye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.